The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf Nun He. Today's daf is being studied. Le'alu Nishmat Rabbi Yosef ben Sarah, Abraham ben Esther, Hashem Tanichem ben Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shelema, Moshe ben Dina, Sarah bat Rachel, Sarah bat Rachel, Shelomo ben Miriam. El Emna Refana Lahim. Fata nefesh ufata guf ufatam kerubah rabo v'chen yirasom v'nomar. Amen. Mishnah. Hanoder min hadagan. So a guy made a neder against dagan. Dagan usually is interpreted as grains that are usually put into piles. So if a person makes a neder against that terminology, dagan, asur befula misri yavesh. He's going to be asur in the bean, the fula misri, if it's dry, because they also would pile it. So therefore it has the properties of dagan. But you don't think that dagan is necessarily only wheat and things like that. It's any item that is put in a pile. That's what the Ran says in the first line. Dekevan de midgan, she'osin memenu dagan, svira le'l rabbi me'ir de dagan mikri. I would look at the tet there, and he would make that a girsa. Right, gorin. They make it a gorin, which is a pile. Devre Rabbi Meir, v'achemim omrim, eno asur ela b'hameshe taminim. He says, no, dagan is specifically referring to the five grains. That would be hita, us'ora, that would be shibolet shu'al, shifon, and kusemet. Those are the five different grains. It's wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt. Rabbi Meir omer, hanoder min ha-tivu'ah. If a person clearly says he's not going to have tivu'ah, makes a neder against it, eno asur ela mechameshet ha-minim. Okay, tivu'ah, according to Rabbi Meir, specifically is the five grains. Aval hanoder min ha-dagan, again, but if he's noder min ha-dagan, asur bakol. He's asur in anything that is made of gorin. But it'd be permissible in fruit of the trees and in vegetables. That is not included in dagan. Okay. Comes the, which means when, let's read the mefarish, second line, mefarish, she side. Rabbi Meir omer, behav adai modin alach, he says, I definitely agree with you, shanodir min ha-tivu'ah eno asur ila mechameshet ha-minim. Which means Rabbi Meir will agree that the five grains are asur when he says tivua aval anodir min adagan asur bakol min dimidgan. Any item that is put in a pile, mashmah davar shosim menu kri. Kri is like a pile. Ufula misri yevesh, and a dry fula misri osim menu kri ulachi asur. That's why it's going to be asur. Comes gemara lememra de dagan kol dimidgan mashmah. You mean to tell me when the guy says the word dagan, it means anything that is put like in a pile, like wheat and the fula misri and all that? Is that so? Mativ Rav Yosef. Now, his introduction to this piece over here, it was in the times of Hezkiah HaMelech, and the people were not careful in giving the terumot and ma'asrot. So in order for Hezkiah to, make a takana so the people will get excited again to give the terumot and ma'asrot, he made a new law that you have to give the terumot and ma'asrot in the Beit HaMikdash. You got to come to Yerushalayim to give them in the Beit HaMikdash. That was like a new fence that he put up, and it worked. It was a motivating factor, and the pasuk is going to tell us, not only did they give things that they were hayav min ha-Torah, but they were even bringing stuff that they weren't hayav, they were giving it because the takana worked. So the pasuk says, and we quote, v'chifrotz hadavar, when the gezerah became rampant, when it spread, hirbu b'nei Yisrael reshit dagan, so the Jewish people started to bring their dagan, tiros v'yitzhar, okay, that's the wine, that's the oil, udvash, v'chol tivu'at sadeh, and they brought all tivu'av the field, larov. So now, the Gemara says, v'i amar dagan kol demidgan mashma. Do you tell me that when you say dagan, it's including all, obviously, wheat products as well, because wheat is also put in a pile, mai kefrot sadavar hirbu, which means, what do you have to say, tivu'at Sadefu. Tivu'ah was already included in dagan. Didn't you just tell me dagan includes all type of grains and things like that that are put in a kri? So therefore the pasuk is redundant. It says they were giving dagan, they were giving tivu'ah to aris. What are you talking? I thought dagan includes tivu'ah to aris. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbeye, la'atuye perot ha'ilan v'yarak. Tivu'ah to sadeh is coming to include different items. vegetables and items of fruit. Let's look at the Ran, third line. V'chefrot zadavar nekrahu bedevrei yamim. Debimei Chizkiya lo ayu zirizin lafrish shlemot ma'asrot. Amad Chizkiya v'tiken sheyaviu otam bet Hashem. V'chtiv v'chefrot zadavar shenethazekah. V'gavra takanato shel Chizkiya. When the takana became established. Hirbu b'nei yisavi amad dagan kol demidgan mashma. Ma'iv chot vat asadeh. Da'ay kol demidgan avu bechlal dagan. V'imken kol vat asadeh bechlal. It's included. So the Gemara answers that we have perot elam v'yarak she'en osim dagan mehen. Right, coming to include fruits and vegetables that you don't make dagan from it. That's tivuat. Said Rabbi Meir Omer had noder min tivua. Right. So what do we say? Noder min tivua. That according to Rabbi Meir, according to everybody, includes the five grains. Amar b'chanan akom vodim benoder min tivua. Everybody agrees. Tanakamar Rabbi Meir. She'en isu asur ela mechamesh etaminim. Only the five grains when you say tevuah. Tanya nameacher, shavin benodem ena tevuah, she'en asur ela mechamisha haminim. So it says pshita. Of course, the chavrat tevuah is five grains. What else is it coming to include? So the Gemara says, ma'u detema tevuah kol mili mashmam. You would have thought that while it's coming to include all things, and the Gemara is going to, reason why is because in Aramaic, the Aramaic interpretation for tevuah is alalta. And alalta is mashma, anything that you bring in that you get like a profit from. So therefore, you would have thought that when you say tevuah, it includes any type of item that's a product, that's a produce that you bring in and you have a benefit. Kamashma lan de lo mashma kol mili. Kamashma, no. Tevuah specifically is the five grains are not all items. But if Rav Yosef, back to the question again, v'chifrot ha'davar erbu b'nei Yisrael. Oh, so we're back to the question. Because the Pasuk says that what? It says, tevuah ta'aris. And what did you tell me tevuah ta'aris is coming to include? Perot, even and yirakot. I just thought you told me that when it says tevuah, tevuah only means the five grains. And you just explained to me the Pasuk in Chizkiyah. That tevuah ta'aris means even other things. So the Gemara says, Amaravat, tevuah lihud, tevuah tzadeh lihud. Different terminology. Tevuah alone is the five grains. Tevuah tzadeh is talking about vegetables and fruits. Different terminologies. Comes the Gemara and says, Bar Mor Shemuel. That's the son of Mor Shemuel. Pakid, he left in his will, the litnun, that should be given, Telesar alfe zuze lirava, 13,000 zuz to Rava, min alalta, from the alalta, that's what he wrote, that word alalta, de nehar panya, from the area of nehar panya. Rashnan, bar mor shmuel pakid alalta echi mikriya, she lo aya lo lirava litol ela me alalta, she had the bar mor shmuel, it was only allowed to take from the alalta. Alalta is like again the produce that, you know, was brought in, for that people make a profit from. That's the interpretation for tivuah in the Aramaic. So he left them. Take from the alalta, 13,000 zuz worth, by the Nahar Panya. Shalha Rava lekamed Rav Yosef. So he sent to Rav Yosef. He didn't know what it is. Alalta hechi mikriya. What do you call alalta? How do you define that in terminology? What is it? Amar Rav Yosef matnitini. What do you mean? It's a beferush mishnah. Veshavin benoder menat tivuah she'en asur ela mechamesh taminim. So Rav Yosef understood that, well, we know our Mishnah says Tevuah is including the five minim, and we know the Aramaic interpretation of Tevuah is Alalta. So therefore he thought it's synonymous, Tevuah, Alalta, five minim. So therefore you can go take 13,000 zoos from his, wheat, barley, whatever that may be. Abaye didn't accept Rav Yosef's interpretation. Amar le Abaye, midamer, Tevuah lo mashma ela mechamesh taminim. Tevuah is mashma five species. Alalta, kol mili mashma. But alalta's mashma, everything. Ran, the alalta lashun bi'a v'hachnasa v'shebach. Alalta's mashma, any income, anything that comes into the house that brings you profit, and it's, shebach, it brings you, profitability, which is alalta's more general terminology. So the Fabiya rejected Rabbi Yosef's proof. What are you talking about? Alalta? Alalta doesn't only mean five species. It can mean any item. Adiru the kamed Rava, so they sent back to Rava Abaye's interpretation. Amar halo kamed ba'yali de alalta kol mili mashma. That was my question. I knew alalta means all items. Hadahu de Hadahu de'ibayli. This was what my question was. Schar batim v'schar sefinot mai. I wanted to know, could you also call alalta rent? Schar batim, the rent that you get for houses, and renting out boats. Which means, he wanted to know, can he take his money that's coming to him from the rent, let's say, and can he take it from the renting of the boats? Is that also called alalta? Well, why not? L'chaura, it is an income. It is another item that comes in, which is a profit. So it says, "Mi amrinan kevan defachtan lav alaltai," because it's an income, but it decreases. Because what happens to the houses over time? They get worn out, and therefore it's a type of asset that diminishes in its value. The boats, the same thing, the wear and tear. So therefore, maybe alalta is only a type of income that grows, that gets more mishubah. Or dilma. Or maybe, kevan de lo yadia pechitayu alaltahi. Or maybe since it happens so slow, which means it's not the wear and tear and the diminishing of its value, it doesn't happen overnight. It's a gradual item, so it's not even noticeable. So therefore, it's really considered alalta, a profit and a gain, and therefore it is included. So that was the question that he had, Rava. Amarua rabbanan kamed rabbi Yosef. So they went to Rabbi Yosef and they told him the question. They said, listen, alalta, he had no question on alalta. He knew what alalta is. He knew it includes everything. His question was, what's considered alalta? Amar v'chi mahar de lo tzarich lan, amai shalach lan. So he didn't need me. What did he send me a question for them? What did he send me a question? What's alalta? And I give him my answer. And then he comes along and says, no, that wasn't my question. So what is he doing? Ikpad Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef got angry. He felt it was like a slight of his kavod, and that Rava acted with a little ga'ava, and therefore he was makpid. Shama Rava v'atal kameh b'ma'alei yom kippurim. So Rava heard, he went to ask for mechila. He came to erev yom kippurim. Ashkeqe l'shem'e dava kamazi kameh kasad hamra. He saw Rava saw that the servant of Rav Yosef was pouring for him wine, the meziga. Abale avli demzog le'ana. Let me pour the wine for Rabbi Yosef. Yahavla v'kamazik. So he gave it to him, and he made mezigah. In the olden days, they used to not only pour wine, but they had to pour the water to dilute it, right? Mazik iu kasad hamraki kashate. When he drank it, amar aden mezgad amel mezgad Rava bered Rabbi Yosef barhama. Yosef was blind, couldn't see. He said, "This wine over here tastes like the wine of Rava bered Rabbi Yosef barhama." Why? Because he had a special constitution, the way he would dilute 3-1. So therefore, he knew already that this was the mezigah of Rava. Amarle, who knew? That's him. Amarle, lo titiv akar'ech. He told him, don't sit. Ad amartli pirusha dehadin milta. Until you give me a pirush in the following pesukim. Now he's going to give him a musar that he felt that he had to hear. So he says, don't sit until you explain me the pshat in this pasuk. My dechtiv, midbar matana, matana nahaliel, nahaliel bamot. It's a pesukim in the Torah, in the shira of the Be'er of Miriam. When the Torah is extolling the virtues of the Be'er that follow the Jewish people in the midbar, so this pasuk over there is in that shira. Literally, from midbar to matana, from matana to nahaliel, from nahaliel to bamot. Seems these are names of locations. Amarle, so he told him, כיוון שעושה אדם את עצמו כמדבר שהוא מופקר לכל, when a person makes himself like a midbar, that it's totally מופקר, it's הפקר, it's ownerless for everybody. So the מפרש is learning מלמד תורה בחינם לכל, that is teaching Torah to everybody for free. And when he does that, תורה ניתנה לו במתנה. When a person acts really in a humble way, like the midbar that's trampled on, and it's mufkar lakol, then what? Matana. Then the Torah is given to him as a matana, which is the humility is a prerequisite to receive the Torah as a gift. So midbar, matana. Then already his inheritance is God. He has divikut, he comes close to Hashem. Nahaliel. Shneimar u'mimatana, nahaliel. Once already his inheritance is Hashem, which means he gets close to Hashem through the Torah, ole l'gdula, then already he's elevated. Then he goes high. But if he elevates himself too much, what happens? God lowers him down. Shere emar umibamot. Hagai. Gai is the valley. Jeez, you go all the way down. Velo od ela. But not only that, shishokhim oto bakarka. They bury him. They bring him not just stam low, but shokaya. They put him very low into the ground. Shere emar. Vinishkefa al pene aishimon. So they're learning like vinishkefa. They interchange like the pit and the ayin. So it's like vinishkea. That you'll be, you know, lowered al pene aishimon into the valley. Vi'im hozerbo. But if he makes teshuvah, kadosh baruch hu magbiho. God will elevate him once again. Shene emar kol ge yinase. Ge meaning somebody that's low, right? Yinase, he will be elevated. Now look at the bottom run. The bottom run says, "May dechtiv umeba matana nitkaven Rav Yosef lazhir Rav Ash yesh fil ruach biyoter." He gave this derasha on purpose because he wanted to keep him humble. Okay, look at the top run. Kol ge yinase afagav de lo ketiv gabe haikira umenachali el bamot, which means this kol ge yinase is not written by the well of Miriam. This pasuk is actually in the Navi. But still, it's bringing a ra'ya nonetheless because it's talking about the same topic. Which means Rava's question was, do you consider rent on houses and rent on boats alalta or not? Hilkach lo gabe mischar batim v'schar sifinot. He cannot get payment from those things. Why? The yad ba'la shtar ala tahtona. We have a rule. You want to take money out of a person, right? You have a shtar. The guy who has the shtar, yado ala tahtona. And therefore, because the guy can come along and say, that's not alalta. So therefore, when it comes to taking money from somebody, he cannot take it out. Aba legabe nedarim, naktina lechumra. Which is when a guy comes along making a nidr against alalta, he cannot benefit not even from the rental and things like that, that have a decrease, that depreciate. Because that's, we call the humra by the subject of the nedarim. Top line, Tanya no nedir min dagan. We said the bright type. If a person makes a nedir against dagan, asur af beful a mitzri yavish. Why? Because that's another item that is piled. Mutar belach. Okay, but the moist ones, they don't pile them. And therefore, it's more like a vegetable. Umutar, and furthermore, he's permissible be'oriz. Oriz is rice. Hilka is chita that's cracked into two. Tirgis is cracked into three. Tisni is into four. Now again, these items over here, the point is they don't pile them as well. They only pile them when they're whole. Hanodir min perot hashana. Okay, a person makes, let's say, a nedir against perot of the year. Okay, that are going to grow this year. He makes a nedir against it. Asur bechot perot hashana. So that year is going to be asur from all the gidole karka, anything that grows from the ground. Umutar, but it'll be permissible, begidayim, that's what, goats, telaim, sheep, halav, milk, betzim, eggs, gozalot, birds. Because they're not called peri. Okay, that's not called peri. You know, they grow from, they come from the ground, they eat from the ground, things like that. That's not considered a peri. V'imamar gidule shana, if he said, anything that grows this year, alai, asur bekulan. So it's going to be asur in all these items. So there's a difference between a pirot shana and gidulei shana, meaning gidulei shana is more inclusive. Tadan. V'imamar gidulei shana alai asur bekulan. Mi udafka b'shelo asra alav el azman shehu yakod la'amod bo. Right. So we're talking about where he limited himself benedir to a specific time that these are forbidden. Ava le'olam, if he said these things are forbidden to me forever, lo avi nidra klal. It's not hal such a nedir. Why? She yevshalo lekayimo. It includes so many items, it's impossible to live like that. So therefore the nidir is not hal from the inception. Okay, so that piece of the Gemara basically is the difference between perot shana and gidule shana. Gemara continues. Hanodir min perot ha'aris. Okay, a guy makes a nidr against fruit from the ground. Asur bechol perot ha'aris. Okay, anything that goes from the ground. Umutar bekimhinu petriot. But it'll be permissible to have truffles and mushrooms. V'im amar gidule karka alai. Things that grow from the ground. on to me as an edir, asur lekulan, even truffles and mushrooms. Ud minhi, you're telling me now that mushrooms are gidule karka. What do you mean? We learned masich menachot abdabar she'en gidulo mina ares omer she'akol niyavid baro. On things that are not grown from the ground, the beracha and the meshakol nevdoro. V'tanya, what are these items? We have a braita. Ala melach, which is salt. Ve'ala zamit. As he explained, zamit, it's like a brine, no? Salty.
Salt works. Salt water, sorry.
Salt water, good. That's very, very concentrated salt water. Ve'al kimihinu petriot, and on truffles and on mushrooms. Omer shakol niya bedbaro. So you see clearly, mushrooms are not called gidule karka. So why, when a guy makes a neder on gidule karka, does it include mushrooms? Amar Rabbeye, mirbarabu me'ara. No. They grow on the ground. You can call them gidule karka because they grow from the ground. However, minak me'avira yanke velo me'ara. But their sustenance, their growth actually comes more from the environment than from the ground. Oh, so the Gemara is back. But what do you mean? The statement in Masechet Berachot calls it en gidulom min ha'aretz. Now you're saying that's not true. You're saying it really is gidulom min ha'aretz. It just doesn't have its sustenance from the aretz. So why does the statement in Masechet Berachot call it en gidulom min ha'aretz? Tani, you're right. Change the statement. Al davar she'en yonek min ha'aretz. Change it on an item that's not yonek, that doesn't draw its sustenance from the ground, but in a chename it is considered gedolei haaretz. So lemaaseh it's a shakol niyavet baro, but l'inyan nedarim, if a guy says gedolei haaretz, it includes kemihin and petriot. Let's read the Ran. Umutar bekemihin upetriot. Delav perot haaretz. Inu miu bechlal gedolei karke itnu kedolei azir. Bal kemihin upetriot omer shakol niyavet baro. Alma lav gedolei karke inu dehar tali bereshit lebrayta al davar shei gedolei haaretz. ושכל ימד ברו, מרבר רבו מהרעל, ופיקה כי אמר גדולי קרקע עליי עשו בכמיני פטריות, מי הוא עיקר יניקתם? מאווירה ינקה. משום האחר, מברך שהכל, עליי שהכל, תוספתה. Let's continue running. הנודל מן התירוש. מן התירוש is the way the Torah refers to as wine. אסור בכל מיני מתיקה ומותר ביין. Exact opposite. He's asur in all sweet items, and he's permissible to have wine. How's that so? Begarasina la birushami kemanda amar al chumene deriba halashom bene adam. Because we follow the shita that says you go after vernacular, the way people speak. Uh-huh. Although Torah language tirosh is wine, but in vernacular people refer to tirosh as sweets, and yayin is wine. Therefore, guys, no der mena tirosh yayin mutar metika asur. Kelomar shidar kam neklo tirosh dvarim ametukim velo li yayin. Deram, however, command them all to come to me. Al halshum ben adam, haTorah kara oto tirosh, tirosh sheka zayin. But if you go according to the Shita, it says that you go after lashon Torah, so tirosh obviously means wine. Hilkach anan de mishtainan b'lashon laaz. We do use, let's say, we don't talk lashon hakodesh, right? We says we talk different language. Im nadar mena tirosh b'lashon hakodesh. Let's say he made his neder in Hebrew, and he referred to the word tirosh asur b'yayin umutah bechol minem b'tika. It means wine. Why? The anan lo kerin tirosh el yain kusunotra. When we use the word tirosh, we only mean yain. So therefore, it's only going to be, it's going to be the opposite of the Yerushalmi. Yain asur betika mutar v'taperek kum arbin hanoder mina mazon. Okay, mazon literally means like food stuff, right? Mutar b'mayim u'memelach. Right, because that's not an item that is, you know, we call it the mazon. It doesn't satiate a person. So he's permissible. He's forbidden in all foods except for salt and water. Oh, you tell me, okay, water is not, and salt is not mazon. Every other item, food is called mazon? Can't be. Which means we only make borim minim mazonot on grains. Which means we only make borim minim mazonot on grains. So how can you tell me when a guy is noder min mazon that includes all foods? The Kavanah should only include the foods that make borim minim mazonot. Amar Rav Yosef beomer kol hazan alai. He said anything that satiates me. Not necessarily that it's a mizonot per se, because mizonot would refer to grains. Anything that's like a sustenance item.
וכי גם נעשו בכל דבר חוץ במים ומלח, אבל נעודר מן המזון, if you said the word מזון, אינו אסור אלא מחמישה מינים. This is only be אסור from grain products. So there's a difference between הזן and מזון. Comes the next משנה, הנעודר מן הכסות. Kisut is a suit, clothes. Made in Israel. I'm not going to wear this garment, whatever it is, right? Mutar besak ubidia ubahamila. Basically, these are not items that are normally worn as a garment. A sack, yidia and hamila are like large, thick garments that are usually used in the rain to cover oneself, but not used as a garment per se. So when you make a neder that you're not going to wear garments, these items are not considered included. Look at the Ran. Mutar besak mira b'chemila delo mikre kesut. They're not considered a kesut. These are, again, these are more like covering items than they are clothes. Amar kunam semer ole alai. Right? I'm not going to wear semer, anything that's wool. Mutar litkesut b'gizeh semer. He'd be allowed to cover himself up with the gizeh semer, the shearings of the wool. Why? So the Ran says she'enu b'mashma ela levisha. Again, because when he says semer, it means to wear like a wool suit or clothes, but just putting the shearings on him—that's not considered wearing, and therefore it would be permissible. Right? Kunam a pishtan or the alai, or he makes a neder, right? That he's not going to wear clothes made out of pishtan flax. Mutalet kasut ba'anitze pishtan. He could wear anitze pishtan. It's like bundles of flax. That's really not clothes. He'd be able to cover himself with those items. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hakol lefi hanoder. Rabbi Yehuda says it all goes according to the intention of the one that made the vow. What do you mean? Ta'an. Let's say a guy was carrying bundles of wool. Right? Ta'an. He's carrying it on his shoulders. Vizia. And he's sweating from the heavy load. Vaya rechok kasheh. Right? And there's the smell. What's the smell? Right, from his sweat.
Yeah.
Okay? So now, Amas, what does he say? Kunam semer upeshtim ola alai. He says, I'm making a vow. I'm not going to put these things on me. Mutal litkasot vasul afshil achorav. Since in the context that he made his neder, he doesn't want to put them on his shoulder anymore. So therefore, then it means carrying is asud, but wearing would be mutar. You see, because under the context where he made his, under the circumstance where he made his neder, you see, he wanted to osed upon himself something else, which means like this. It's master from our Mishnah that stam neder is mashma levisha. Which means stam, when a guy makes a neder, kunam tzemir alai, it's levisha. Unless you're able to interpret it otherwise. For example, when the guy has the heavy load on his shoulder and he's sweating and he smells, so when the guy says kunam alai, it means to what's happening to him now. But she ain't going to be permissible for him to wear it. The Ran says, Hakol lefi anodir, lefi ma she'aya anyan anodir b'sha'at anedir v'al'ezi anyan nadar. Right? Based on the circumstances at the time of the nedir. Comes the Gemara and says, Tanya, we have a braita. Hanodir min ha-kesut. Like we learned in the Mishnah, a person makes a nedir against kesut is what? The clothes, mutar, besak, ubiriya, ubahamila. These are large items that are basically used to cover the person, cover his head in the rain, and things like that. Ve'asur, bepunda, ubepsika, upiska, ubesukleta, ubekatablia, ve'anpilia, ufilinia, umechnasayim, ve'koba. Okay, let's go one at a time. Punda, not a belt. Okay, hollow belt. Yeah. Upiska. What do you call it? Piskia? Wide belt? Wide belt? Okay. Ubesikruta. Wait for the Gemara to explain that. Ubekatabla.
Doesn't say katabla.
Right, these are all different leather type of garments. Right? The Ran says, Kulam minim balbushim shel or. Hey, leather items. It's a leather item that the tanners would wear over their clothes. The anpilia, is that like a sock?
Shoes.
Or shoes. Okay, leather shoes. Flinya. How do you explain that?
It says plinya.
Plinya.
Sina. What's
Sina? Sina is like a type of belt. Okay? Umichnasayim, Michnasayim is pants. Vekova, hat. Okay, bottom line, he said ksut. That means all items that are normally worn. So the Gemara is just listing items that are worn. Now, my iskurte, what is this item called iskurte? Amarava, rabba, barbarhana, kituna, ditzala. It's a leather ketonet, like a robe, that the tanners wear over their garments. Tanya, yotzin is a law of Shabbat now. Now, Shabbat, you have a sur to carry. However, if you're wearing a garment, that's not considered carry. So anything that's derech malbush, mutar to wear in the Rishut Rabbim. Any item that's not derech malbush is going to be asur, it's considered carrying. So the Braita is going to list certain items that are mutar on Shabbat because it's considered a malbush, and certain items that are not. Tanya, yotzin besak ava. That's the one. Wide sack, lashi, rad. Beshabbat. Velo amin masuihu. Now, velo sack mamash. Not actually a sack itself. Ela ke'en sack. That tarif is about ra'im yosim besakim, which means people, the shepherds, for example, would wear this type of item. Not only shepherds would wear it because it's a wide garment and it protects them from the elements, but other people as well, if they wear it, it's considered a garment. Ubsagus ava. Okay. And also these wide garments that they wear to cover themselves because of the rain. Teba would be like a box or a kupa, put a basket over his head to protect himself from the rain. Like a mat, because that's like considered a garment. At least the other items you consider malbush. Mashenka, these items are not considered even a garment. Enyan, Shabbat. That's considered a masui. Good? So the Mefaresh explains over here, Sigus Abba, Min Saku Abat Femiria. Another wide item. Haro'im Yotzim Besakim. Shepherds, they're able to go out with Sakim. Velo Ro'im Bilvad Amru, Ela Kol Adam. Anybody can go on and Shabbat with these items. Because I guess that was the common situation that they would wear these items. I guess to protect themselves. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Right, the Mefarshim say over here that they can go out on Shabbat with these items. V'em v'em mishum masu ki derech latzet p'em p'nei geshamim. V'wadim b'lo geshamim na musharu. Interesting. Even without geshamim, would be permissible. Because why it's a malbush? Good. Last piece. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. I call it fiyah noder. So Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah said, well, it all goes really according to the circumstances that the neder was made. Tanya. Ketzad about Rabbi Yehuda. I call it fiyah noder. What's the case? Now, let's pay attention. The Braita is going to sound like the Mishnah, but it's actually different than our Mishnah. Let's read the Braita. I call it fiyah noder. Haya lavu semir. Let's say a guy was wearing wool. Ve'etzar, right. And it was uncomfortable because it was too small on him. Ve'amar kunam semer ode alai. Kunam semer alai. I don't want to wear this. I'm forbidding myself. Asur lilbosh. So it's going to be forbidden for him to wear it. Umutar lit'on. But it'll be permissible for him to carry it. Because again, under the context that he made it, he was concerned about the tightness. Haya ta'un pishtan, but the opposite. He was carrying pishtan, vizia, and he started to sweat. Amar kunam pishtam ode alai mutal lilbosh v'asulaton. And the opposite. He could wear, but he can't carry. Now, let's read the Ran. Tanya. Kesad amar v'yuda. Sham malbush haya tsar. The malbush was tight on him, short on him. Then it's tairbo. Umistavra li debraita pliga amatnitin visparad Rabbi Yehuda. This braita is actually arguing on the logic of Rabbi Yehuda, as we learned in the Mishnah. The Tana de Matnitin svira le Rabbi Yehuda mode de Tana kamadichol hecha deleka hochaha. When you don't have any circumstances, levisha mashma velo te'ina. Stam, when a guy's osir these fabrics on him, it means for wearing and not for carrying, unless you have a hochaha to say otherwise. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Braita, Mashma, the Svira le dilemishre te'ina name ba'e hochaha. Aval koleka deleka hochaha asur afilu b'te'ina. She's according to the Braita, as long as you don't have a hochaha the other way, even te'ina is going to be asur. which is when a guy says semer alai, mashma, not only wearing semer, but even carrying. Unless you have a reason to say that it was only wearing and not carrying. Understand? Which means, according to the Mishnah, stab, it's wearing. According to the Braita, stab, it's everything, unless you have a reason to exclude it. That's what the Braita says. If it was tied on him, then you have a reason to exclude it. But you don't have a reason to exclude it, it means wearing and carrying. We go like the Mishnah. Why? Because Hilkach stama liv, because I guess Mishnah over a Braita. Simple. Hilkach stama liv isha mashma velo ta'ina, aval hayat ta'un. But if he was carrying, ומתוק כך נדן עשו בתחינה מותר לבישה גוד. זה מה שעדיף דברי הרמב״ם, זה אין כן, ונקחת מלכות, זה מסמך שעוד הרמב״ם is saying otherwise. ברוך אדוני לעולם.
אמן ואמן.